In this bulletin, four people to face murder charges over the downing of flight MH17. A UN investigation finds credible evidence a Saudi prince is liable for Jamal Khashoggi's murder. And in football, all the latest from the Women's World Cup. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyke. Three Russians and a Ukrainian have been named and charged as responsible for the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 in 2014. The Dutch-led international investigation team, naming Russia's Sergei Dubinsky, Oleg Pulatov, Igor Gherkin and Ukrainian Leonid Kashenko as responsible. The investigators say the men transported the missile system used to shoot down MH17 over eastern Ukraine, killing all 298 on board. Arrest warrants have been issued for all four, and a trial is scheduled in the Netherlands for March 2020. Dutch Chief Prosecutor Fred Westerbeck says it's likely they'll be trialed in absentia, but regardless, they must be held accountable.
The three of them are in the Russian Federation, and the chance that they will come voluntarily to the Netherlands is, of course, not too big. But we have a big team who is working on everything what we can, and if we can find them, maybe there will be a chance, but it's a small chance, I believe. And maybe the person in Ukraine, you heard today, Mr. Lutsenko, saying that they are going to try to find him and arrest him. And maybe in that way we will have at least one or maybe more suspects in the courtroom.
Russia's foreign ministry says it regrets the MH17 investigation findings. It says the allegations are unfounded and aimed at discrediting the Russian Federation internationally. A United Nations report into the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi claims there's credible evidence the state of Saudi Arabia is responsible. It's found Khashoggi was the victim of a premeditated execution at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last October. The investigators are calling for further investigation into Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's involvement in the murder and urging the UN Secretary-General to establish an international probe. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the killers will be held to account.
Now the United Nations are unveiling its report on the case of Jamal Khashoggi. In the report, the United Nations say Saudis are definitely guilty and they definitely had knowledge about this matter. They also say the Saudi stance on Turkey was wrong. Now they'll pay the price for this. They will be held accountable.
Saudi Arabia has dismissed the accusations and says they're baseless. The so-called Medivac laws are causing conflict once again, with the coalition set to try to repeal the legislation when Parliament resumes. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is calling the laws a threat to Australia's secure borders. His comments follow the federal court ruling a refugee or asylum seeker in offshore detention with a health problem eligible for medical transfer to Australia can be assessed remotely by a doctor. Human Rights Law Centre lawyer David Burke argues the coalition is overreacting to the court's ruling. In football, Scotland has been knocked out of the Women's World Cup after Argentina came back from 3-0 down to snatch a 3-all draw. Argentina started its fight back in the 74th minute, scoring another just moments later before they were awarded a penalty in stoppage time. Argentina scored, leaving them with the possibility of advancing, but only if both games tomorrow between New Zealand and Cameroon, as well as Chile and Thailand, end in draws. Argentina coach Carlos Borrello admits anything is possible considering today's result.
What's in store for us now? Basically, we need to be really patient and wait for tomorrow and find out what ends up happening with the results and how everything pans out. But if you're asking me if I'm satisfied with what we've done so far, well, yes, I am.
Meanwhile, England defeated Japan 2-0 with both sides to progress, finishing first and second at the top of Group D, respectively. The Matildas are preparing for their next Women's World Cup match against Norway. The Australians' 4-1 victory over Jamaica, narrowly securing them second place in their group. Sam Kerr's fourth goal brought the side to an equal goal difference with Brazil and edged them ahead on goals scored. Second place allows the Matildas to avoid playing favourites France or Germany. But Sunday's game against world number 12 Norway will be a challenge. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth becoming cloudy and 19 degrees. Adelaide, showers and 12. Melbourne, a shower or two, 12. Hobart, a possible shower developing and 12. Canberra, frost and 10 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 15. Sydney, similar and 16. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 21. Cairns, mostly sunny, 25. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.